Good evening.
Good evening.
Tana, what verse do you say we're on?
113, I think.
Because one of the recordings didn't come out, but let's start at 113, and when I figure out which recording.
Well, we didn't have class yesterday. Maybe that's
right. But I'm talking about. No, it was the day before.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's the case. If it was the 31st, we started with 1:09.
Did we cover all the way to 112?
I don't have anything written about 112, so I don't know if it was. Yeah, I do. I have Water Beneath the Tree written and Abraham in parentheses. So I think we did do it. And by 113, I have 4- and an empty space and -20, which meant I was waiting to see if you came on or not before I dated it. So I would think 109 to 112.
Okay.
109 to 112.
If we need to again, but let's start today with 113.
Okay.
Lashem Yehudku Chabri Hu Ishkinte Bitchiluer Himu Ukilu Ukiluer Himu Leakta Lashem Yud He Babhe Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limut Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Perene Elena Maseya Deno Perene. Tachat Seda Afi Ilu Bishata Biasmin Lon Lamalakin Amar Lon Vahishayat Anu Tachat Faits Begin Lemecheme Umi Dak Beho Uvahu Ilana Hawa Badik Lekol b'nei alma, v'raza b'gim du kutcha b'rihu. Ka'amar de'ihu, ilana de'chaye. Lekol ha'ugin, kach v'chishanu. Tachat ha'etz, v'lo tachat avodah zarah. The translation, come and see. Even when he invited the angels, he told them to rest yourselves under the tree in order to test them. In this way, he examined every person, and the secret is that he said this for the sake of the Holy One, blessed be he, who is the secret of the tree of life for everyone. This is why he told them, and rest yourselves under the tree, which is the Holy One, blessed be he, and not. My commentary. This pasuk is clearly written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. There is a hint in this pasuk to a spiritual connection between Hashem and the Torah that is important for us to know and to utilize. And for the new people who just joined us, we are working on Pasuk 113 in Section 7 of Parasha Vayera.
Thank you. Can I get disconnected? Looks like it.
Hannah?
I'm back.
Hannah.
Brandy, are you still on? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I think Hannah got knocked off.
Yeah, and I got knocked off. I got knocked off also. So.
Okay, well, you'll be
let's
on.
Wait till she, you're the only one on right now, so let's wait until she comes back on.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm back.
Yay.
Welcome back. Sorry about that. We are having problems with the phone system throughout the United States. I've been having some problems with other calls as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I had finished the reading of in Aramaic and English and the commentary for Pasuk 113. So I don't know if you heard that or if you followed along. So do you want me to repeat any of that?
No, that's okay.
Okay. So we're at the point of...
Yes, I heard it the first time.
Okay. So we're at the point of the questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I guess the question I have is which is the Holy One, blessed be He, and the tree representing the tree of life, and this being the physical world, was it the Shekinah that was being referred to when it says, which is the Holy One, blessed be He? Because we know Shekinah can sometimes be called He.
The answer is, Malchut is always the Shekinah.
Yes, I know.
So whenever you see the Malchut being discussed or the physical world being discussed, and then the phrase, the Holy One, blessed be He, it's actually the Shekinah.
Okay, so it's another time that we're seeing He still being the Shekinah. So that's, I think we've seen it about two or three times.
Yes.
That's not very many, you know. So.
Well, if you understand the mechanism that was utilized to do the translations, which I'm aware of, that the Kabbalah Center and Michael Berg did these translations, he hired Aramaic scholars. And he gave them rules to follow. And during the course of the translation, which took about 2 years, I think, he changed scholars. He wasn't satisfied with one or the other. And so they may not have read his rules of the translation, or it just could have been an error in the printing. We just don't know. as you've noticed, sometimes it says he and sometimes she, and it's referring to the Shekhinah. But generally, if it's talking about Zeron Pin, it's the male.
And right.
If it's talking about Malchut, it's the female. Any other comments or thoughts anybody want to express?
Well, it kind of reminds me of Third Meal when we talk about the Field of Souls.
The Third Meal of Shabbat when we talk about what?
The Third Meal when we're reading, well, from the Art Club for the Berakot HaMasson. It refers to the field of the apples, and I would think of an apple tree and sitting under the apple tree. That was the image I thought.
I understand, and I'm not familiar with the Art Scroll commentary, but I understand the allusion to the apple tree, because for most of the Christian world, the tree of knowledge is referred to as eating from the apple. But in Judaism, there are seven species, and none of them are apples. They're referred to in the Midrash about what the fruit of the tree of knowledge.
Well, it mentions the presence of the miniature presence, and it's, you know, the smell of the garden, like the sweet smell of apples, you know. That's kind of what I see. It's like I had a bottle of olive oil that Tony bought last year at Walmart. It was kosher for Passover, and I never opened it because I didn't need it. And this year I needed it, and the cat had a tree on it. That was today. So I guess that's why a tree was on an image in my head today.
The interesting part about this pasuk, it starts at the beginning, is when he says, when he invited the angels, he told them to rest yourselves under the tree. But this was the way he was testing them, as the Midrash explained, and the pasuk we read two days ago. The discussion, the tree would lower its branches if they were pure.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tested them in this way. But the hint here, in this way he examined every person. He had the tree evaluate every person. But the secret is that he said this for the sake of the Holy One, who is the secret of the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life is the Torah. The question is, I'm getting a lot of static, so I don't know where that's coming from. But he told
them,
I'm
going to go ahead and try to mute.
Thank you. So the hint here is testing the person is for the Holy One. It's mm-hmm. dealing with the consciousness that we need to have when we do mitzvot. We're not doing the mitzvot to gain points. We're not doing the mitzvot for ourselves. We do the mitzvot in order to give pleasure to Hashem. And that's what's being hinted at in this pasuk. And as students of Kabbalah, this is the kinds of approaches we need to be looking into these the Zohar and these English translations to see really what are they saying to us? What is being hinted at? And rather than reading them literally, which we do, because they're also correct when we read them literally, but we do need to delve deeper into them. And I think that's the message here.
Well, I think it's, again, the Holy One being the one who judges the person, not person to person.
Correct. But actually, Hashem does not judge except on Rosh Hashanah. The rest of the time, there's a Bet Din. Every night, there's a Bet Din. Every judgment is coming from a Bet Din, and that Bet Din consists of it, generally three souls that recently left the world. Recently being a very subjective term. But these are the tzaddikim, because the judgment that the Bet Din is exercising, the souls need to have the experience of being a human being in the physical world with a physical body, and how that impacted their own souls. I think we're going to leave it here. We have a few minutes, but I don't think we'll be able to finish the next verse.
Okay.
So you have a good evening, and we'll complete our section 9 of
Sav.
The Zohar on Sav.
Okay.
So have a beautiful evening.
Okay, you
thank
too.
You. Thanks.